Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To me, the bigger thing is just where the Bears are. I mean, they can't protect, they can't move the ball, they can't score any points. Jacksonville, same situation. I mean, you have several of these teams that just, we talked about this at the beginning of the year, Pat, in Chicago. You know, they have this all-star quarterback, these all-star receivers, you know, the greatest skill players in the history of football. And the offensive line's a problem. They can't run the ball. They can't protect. Swift is doing all he can, but, you know, it's just, you know, hard.
Yeah, Bill. Rookie quarterbacks, none of them are good.
Right.
Wide receivers, who needs that?
Sure.
It's a great attitude to have, especially for a guy who neglected his offense to the point of getting fired for it, which I'm still surprised he's talking that way. Either way, that's not why we played that clip. We played that clip because a week now is in the books, week 10 in the NFL season. We do this after every week. We take a look around the NFL. We see which coaches may or may not be on the hot seat in a little segment we like to call
it's up front.
Bill Watch.
Bill Watch.
I know I say this every time. We worked very hard on that piece of production that you just heard right there. Bill Watch.
Tremendous.
Who are we looking at? Who is number one on the Bill Watch?
I mean, the most unstable franchise right now of legitimate franchises. I mean, you could argue Chicago, but is Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, they're bitching about the lights, and they CeeDee Lamb wants them to put shades, and he's ripping them. Did you see it turn into a rip job on McCarthy?
I did see that, yes.
Yeah, we know which we know where the sun is when we do the coin toss.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a shot at him.
Yep.
It's kind of like we were talking about Mayo and the wind in overtime.
Well, wait, the sun moved from here to here in the course of the game. I've never seen that before.
But they're a mess, and I know the hot one is Deion Sanders, that he's, you know, he'll get the respect of these players because he's better than any of them can ever think of being, and they immediately, well, so would Bill Belichick because he's the greatest coach of all time. So I was listening to...
I don't think Deion's better, like, is he better than Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I think Micah Parsons is a Hall of Famer, or will be a Hall of Famer.
And as Deion says, I'm not just in the Hall of Fame, they should have a special wing for players like me. Deion's one of the greatest players to ever play this game. If there were an all-NFL team, Deion's on it.
Okay, fair
enough. I don't know if Micah Parsons is, because he's got to get past, like, LT.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Deion, and that's a... I
put Micah Parsons on, like, not at LT level, but, I mean, I think that he's the modern equivalent.
Really good.
And Lawrence Taylor I put on the Deion level, so I don't know. I mean, I think that's...
Well, I
don't think that's out of the question.
Lawrence Taylor and Deion, and we should do this sometime.
Yeah.
Because Deion, I love this idea from Deion. A special part of the hall where there's an all NFL team and all Hall of Fame team.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom Brady's the quarterback.
Yep. It's like Tom Brady, Jim Brown, you know, like that type of thing. Right,
and if you want to put Micah Parsons on, you have to decide who bumps. Does he bump LT off the outside linebacker position? Mm-hmm. I think it's a fun thing. And then, because it's not saying you can't replace Joe Montana would have been the quarterback until Tom Brady said, Joe, sorry, you're going back in the regular room with the other busts down there. I'm taking the all time team. But no, Deion Sanders, I think. And he's winning. You know this. He's actually finally winning.
Sure is.
The hype of the first couple years has actually led to victories this year. They could win the Big 12. They're going to be in the college football playoff. Like that whole thing. Maybe he peaks at the right time and Shador leaves and he leaves too. And I know the dream would be probably to bring Shador to Dallas with him, but I don't think that's really possible with the contract for Dak, who's out for the season. But I think Bill has to be in that conversation. It's been the likely candidate all along. But I do mention disastrous teams. They still have a coach, Matt Eberflus. They don't have an offense coordinator, really, but they got a coach. But we've mentioned the Bengals with history as part of the draw, Paul Brown and the legacy. Bill loves the Bears. He loves not necessarily the one people think of, George Halas. He does. But Clark Shaughnessy is all-time great coach there.
Okay.
Changed the passing game forever. I forget the roots of it. Came from Stanford, did something. I did a whole story with Bill where he went off on a Clark Shaughnessy rant that I kind of lost interest in halfway through, disrespectfully, but I'm just telling you.
Clark Shaughnessy was born in 1892.
Yeah, he was an old guy. He's an old guy.
He really was.
But he's like an all-time great coach. He changed everything. I think the passing game. I think he revolutionized the passing game somehow. He did something. But Bill loves him.
He's sometimes called the father of the T formation and the original founder of the forward pass.
See?
He was the first guy to go, you know what? Should throw this thing.
Why do we just run with it when I can throw it to that guy down there?
Hey, come here. Bill, come here. I'm going to throw it to you. What do you think of that? Let's try it. Huddle up, everybody. I got an idea. Yeah. I'm going to take the ball, and I'm going to throw it. All right? And everyone's like, whoa, Clark. Hey, come on, man. That's a radical idea.
And everybody else is like, are we allowed to do that?
Throw the ball?
And if so, why didn't we think of this 40 years ago when we were getting killed?
Yeah, seriously.
But I do think the Bears, I would add on that level of historical franchise, but now there's a lot going on there because Bill hates the GM polls. He's been taking pot shots at him all offseason. They also have a weird...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Political thing going on where they might move out of Chicago to the suburbs and... I don't know if he would want to join sort of that world, that fracas. I don't know if that's a word, so let's just skip
fracas?
It.
Fracas? No. Fracas? Fracas? Fracas.
Fracas.
Yeah,
and landed it on the third
Close
try.
Close enough, yeah. I know what you meant.
Also, would he want to work with Caleb Williams? Because he says no diva quarterbacks. That looks like a diva quarterback.
100% it does. I mean, that's a lot closer to Mac Jones than I'd say the most of the other guys there. By the way, Clark Shaughnessy, so old, his grandson is a drummer in the Grateful Dead.
Wow. Yeah,
imagine how old you have to be for your grandson to be an original member of the Grateful Dead.
That's a pretty cool footnote, though.
Fella right there. Yeah, Bill Kreutzmann.
The guy who invented the forward pass is the drummer in the Grateful Dead.
Yep. Who is still with us, still touring with Dead & Company and all that. How about that?
Wow.
Pretty interesting there. Anyway, 617-779-7937. We got Bill Watch right now with the Chicago Bears. The New York Giants certainly have to be up there, as it seems like Daboll is getting closer and closer to being one of the coaches who gets let's go, I think. Dennis Allen already gone. There's an interim situation there. I don't think that that's necessarily going to be a big Belichick potential landing spot. And then there's also the unfortunate, if you're Bill and part of the Belichick family anyway, or dating Bill Belichick at this point and want him out of the house, there's also the unfortunate reality of there's going to be a lot of Ben Johnson types who are going to be looking for jobs next year. Young, innovative, offensive minds who I think, much like last season, not all of them, but a good amount, were considered hot prospects and maybe deprioritized, if that's even a word, Bill Belichick, and how much interest there would be in a guy like him and a 72-year-old defensive head coach who had a very bad time with his rookie quarterback that he drafted a couple years ago. So I do think that's still going to be hanging over him, no matter how much you might like his podcast or his appearance on the Manning Cast or any of the other stuff that he's doing. There's still the matter of all the competition there's going to be out there and the fact that Bill is still coming off of a 4-win season and a ruined rookie quarterback.
So you clearly didn't listen to Let's Go podcast last night with Mike Tyson and Bill Belichick, both discussing the fact that age is just a number.
Sure.
58 is just a number for Mike Tyson as he faces a Jake Paul. Or whatever. Yeah. And Bill said, I agree with you, Iron Mike. Age is just a number there. I say that about mine, too. No, that's a consideration. And this is going to be, it's a pretty good field of potential coaches, because I think Slowick and Johnson are hot offensive coordinator, marry him with my quarterback commodities. Then you have Bill Belichick, whatever you think of him, a living legend. You have Mike Vrabel, who's somewhere in the middle, former coach of the year, defensive mind, but not nearly as old as Bill, but is established. I think it's kind of an interesting class of candidates, right? Those names right there, four candidates, look like pretty good candidates to me.
How about all the coaches who are going to get fired, too? Probably Brian Daboll, Kevin Stefanski. They might get jobs.
I don't think either of those guys is getting a job as a head coach. I think those guys will be sliding into OC jobs. Josh McDaniels, Brian Daboll, and Stefanski will all be offensive coordinators in the National Football League next year. And some of them will have to replace the guys that are taking head coaching jobs. Josh McDaniels, my guy. Wouldn't he make sense to go to Houston? Because Nick Caserio, his college football teammate, is the GM, and they're going to be replacing an offensive coordinator. I think that would be a perfect job for Josh to go to Houston.
Yeah, I think so. And I think someone like Stefanski, who's a two-time coach of the year, probably will get another shot at a head coaching job before they kick him to offensive coordinator. I don't necessarily know about Daboll.
I think he stinks.
Daboll, this, well, whatever, I'm just saying, he's got a resume, and that helps when you're looking for a head coaching job. Daboll doesn't have that same kind of resume, so I could see him going to offensive coordinator. I think that'd be a nice fit for the Patriots, but a guy like him, offensive core, there's a lot of teams out there that are going to want to take a crack at Brian Daboll as an offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Young quarterbacks, whoever. A lot of these teams, I think, would be happy to bring him in. You're going to be competing with all of them. And as much as Drake May is a nice draw, and I do think that he is, he's a good draw for this team. He's it. He's the only draw for this team. And there's other teams that have more to offer.
And so, he could be paired with like a guy like Mike Vrabel.
Right.
You could bring in a strong defensive head coach, marry him up with Daboll, mm-hmm. who was in New England with Vrabel. So they have an existing relationship of some sort, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I know they have a relationship. I'm assuming it's good.
They've met. Yeah.
Right. They work together. That could be a plan that I could see a team falling in love with. Wouldn't you like that? If you could say, Brian Daboll will run my quarterback, Mike Vrabel will run my team.
Certainly wouldn't hate it. Let's go to Adam in the car here before the top of the hour. Go ahead, Adam.
Guys, appreciate the team as always. Wanted to chime in here on the coaching process, specifically when you referenced Ben Johnson and what he's going to have available to him. He's not going to leave Detroit. It might sound crazy, but...
All right, your phone's breaking up, so I'm going to pop you on hold. Ben Johnson not leaving Detroit. Normally, I'd say, well, why not if he gets a head coaching opportunity? But Bobby Slowik didn't leave Houston. You know, other guys have not left.
Ben Johnson didn't leave Detroit last year.
Right, he could have left last year. Frank Smith could have left Miami. A lot of guys could have left different places where they were considered good offensive coordinators, even if they were play calling underneath the offensive head coach. I think that in some cases, you look around and say, you know what, this isn't the time to go out there and latch onto a bad team and start my head coach career in a situation I don't want to be in. I'll wait for a better situation and wait for better offers. I think that that's a reality of this. I think that's something that these guys do, absolutely. Especially someone like Slowik or someone like Ben Johnson, guys that they know there's a market for out there. Every once in a while, you'll get who was the guy in Kansas City?
Eric Bieniemy.
Bieniemy, thank you. Yeah, who's sticks around too long, and you're like, well, wait a minute, how come this guy's not getting any offers? And then he gets one, and it doesn't work out. But in general, I think those guys get plucked out right away. They get offers to be a head coach. They usually take them, and when they don't, it's because they think they're going to find something better. They think something better is going to come along, and they don't like the potential job openings that are out there, and so they stick around in Houston or wherever they were. I think it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I would just be careful if I were those guys, because I think if somebody's offering you a five-year deal at $50 million,
right,
take it.
Yeah.
Because guess what? In a hurry, and sometimes you think it's not the best job, and it falls into place. There's only 32 of them, as they like to say, and they pay pretty well. They kind of set your family up. It's kind of generational money if you're a coach.
Yeah, even if you get fired.
Be careful.
Even if you get fired, you still get paid.
And there are guys that go from hot candidates to falling out of favor if you wait too long, too.
That's true. Gerard Mayo, for example, maybe. You know, I mean, I know that he had the job locked up here, but he was getting offers in other places, and nothing ever really went anywhere. And then all of a sudden, it was just coming to New England. So,
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.